The Gemara in Kritzos and Daf Tes Amud Aleph learns out many halachas regarding geiros, regarding a would-be geir, someone who wants to convert to Judaism. So we're familiar with the Gemara in Yevamos as well, where we learn out that part of the conversion process is for a man it requires milah, and both men and women require tevilah, immersion in the mikvah, and as well as Kabbalah's mitzvahs. However, the Gemara in Kritzos also points out, we'll see based on a Gemara in Shkolim, that also what is required is a karban, that a ger must bring a karban to complete the geiros process. That it says, ger mu'ukov lechol b'kashem ad shayavo. A ger may not participate, we might can partake in kachem and karbanos until he brings his karban. And the Gemara also learns out that when a ger brings his karban, that permits him to enter the Tekal Hashem. So the question is, so how could we have gerim today? If one of the dinim for a ger to convert to Judaism is to bring a karban, and we don't have karbanos today, so do we take gerim? So the Gemara says yes, because v'chi yigar itcha ger ledoro sechem, that we learn now when in ledoro sechem, it applies to all generations, even when we don't have a base of mixture. So that's clear. We all agree. Some communities might have a meeting not to accept gerim, but it's not a halachic issue. Strictly speaking, maker adin, of course, meaning because we see it happening, there are plenty of gerim around, and we accept them. So, even though the Gemara tells us, even though on Kaf Beis Amud Aleph, that the Gemara tells us that even though it says that he doesn't bring a ger doesn't bring a karban, but the Gemara says the ger should designate, put aside money for a karban, that when the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt, Mehera Yibana Beis HaMikdash, so then they'll have the money put away, he'll bring the karban. That was the original institution. However, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was concerned with this practice and he stopped the practice. Why? Because if you can have this money which is designated for kachim, you might not be using it for chulin, and you violate the isra mi'ila behektish. You'll be using these funds inappropriately. So therefore, the bottom line is, let's go see, all agree that we accept gerim today even though we don't bring karbanos. Originally, they made the ger put money away, but Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai instituted it. Things were finished with the karbanos, but not so quick. So, even though it's clear that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said gerim today should not designate money because the concern will be misused, the Rambam paskins that when the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt, a ger will still have to bring a karban. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, this problem was you're going to end up doing me'ila behektish, but he wasn't suspending the halacha of a ger bringing a karban. So therefore, according to the Rambam, they're obligated to bring a karban when the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt. So comes along the Avnei Nezer, and he clears the following shaila. He wants to know, let's say a person's a ger, and they finished building the Bayis Shlishi. So the question is whether a guy could partake in kachem, because usually you couldn't partake in kachem until you brought a karban. So the Avnei Nezer wants to say that since the halacha today is that we know a ger can marry a bas Yisroel, even though he only does mila, tefillah, and kabbalah's mitzvahs and doesn't do the karban, so it's mashma, it's a total conversion, it's a full-fledged yid. Therefore, the Avnei Nezer wants to argue when the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt, so the gerim could eat kachem, even they still have to bring a karban, but it's originally, karban was ikuva in the geiros. However, once they took away that halakha, and also, and when we didn't have a Beis HaMikdash, and then we eventually got rid of the halakha, even if you had the halakha, you were still permitted to marry, you just had to designate money, so clearly, you're a full-fledged Jew, so therefore, the karban just became another mitzvah for a ger to do, but it's not likuva in the conversion. That's how the Avnei Nezer seems to say pashas. However, other achronim, the Zecha Yitzchak, quote, the Tosis increases, daf tesam et aleph, sarach, jerish, derimasko sarach, that he says, not so quick, he says, when we rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, in order, it's like Kol HaRoi Labio, Geirim will have to bring a carbon to complete the conversion. In other words, the Lacha, Tosis is mashma, not only will Geir be prohibited from eating kachim before offering a carbon, he also says he'll be usher from marrying a Bas Yisrael. Even though now he's permitted, but the base will be rebuilt. So that's the shaila. Because everyone agrees that's what a ger needs. The shaila is when we suspended this halacha, how do you learn with Doro Sechem? Is that this suspension that up until you always have to bring a karban? So when you can't, we let you go. But the moment you can bring a karban, you chayev. That's how Tosis seems to learn. No, like the Avnei Nezer. Once the halacha was put in, so therefore that's it, remains, and then you have seven agrees to, the way the Rabban Paskins, the Gear's going to have to bring a carbon afterwards, but that's the machokas, and whether we say it's miyakev. So that's over here, based on the Gemara here in Shkola, Daf Kaf Beis, and the Gemara increases that one of the prerequisites for a Gear to eat kachem and to enter Klai Yisrael is bringing a carbon. Clearly, is no Beis HaMikdash, no carbonas, and all agree he can enter Klai Yisrael, or she can enter Klai Yisrael. The shaila is, originally they had to put money away for a carbon, Rav Yochanan Mezakeh took care of it. However, the Rambam says, but when the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt, you still have to bring a carbon. So then the shaila is within the Rashita Sarambam, and you have to bring a carbon. Is it likuv? In other words, I guess you go from a state from Jewish, let's say you are married, then, like, if you assume, according to Avnei Nezer, it's fine. Let's assume you are married. Does that mean you're no longer married? And how does that work exactly? So Pasha seems to be like the Avnei Nezer, that someone, you just continue on and becomes a mitzvah. However, the mashma from Tosfos that perhaps, he says that he can't partake of the kachem and he can't even marry. So I don't know if we have to see Ma'ayin so you have to divorce your wife and if you don't bring a carbon. But either way, that's the issue in terms of Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash Kayem, so the gear would have to bring a carbon. And the question is that still Likuva in the Geiras, or it's just a separate halacha that a gear still Kayem to bring a carbon, but he still can marry and he's still a full-fledged Jew without it.